Hi, everybody, and a very warm welcome back to the David Vance podcast channel. And as you can tell, I am back after a little Easter break that I took. And as some of you know, one of the reasons for the break in the podcast was that I became a grandfather late on Good Friday night. I have a little granddaughter, and obviously with Easter and all of that, the family are my priority. So I'm sure you'll understand that. And it's a real blessing for me. So I'm very, very proud of that. However, I couldn't help but notice some of the insanity that's been going on in the political realm in my absence. So I thought I would get to grips with some of it today. So if you're sitting comfortably, let's get started now, shall we? And of course, as always, these podcasts are sponsored by my good friend, Sarah, over at Quantum Hypno. Okie dokie. Trans Visibility, International Trans Visibility Day, or whatever they called it, happened to coincide with Easter Sunday. Did you see it? Did you see Joe Biden issuing a proclamation telling Americans how crucial the trans community was to it? And here in the UK, we had Labour Party very quick out of the traps, also bowing down to the transgender agenda. And I wonder what you thought of that. I wonder what you made of it all. You see, my take on it is that I don't want to hurt any individual in this world, no one. But if I see someone who's got obvious mental issues, the best thing to do is to help them, certainly not till indulging them. So I think, you know, this whole transgender visibility awareness is an indulgence of a degree of mental instability. These individuals are very unhappy people in many cases, very volatile individuals in other cases. And as we've seen in some of the American school shootings, potentially some of them at any rate, can harbor murderous thoughts. So, although, mind you, the authorities did everything possible to cover that one up now, didn't they? But the second issue is that why were politicians rushing to join in the celebrations of this? Why were they doing it? And my honest to goodness view is because I think there's something very dark and frankly satanic about transgenderism. Now, I put out a podcast last night, a video interview I did, which you may have seen. I put it out, and it was on the whole topic of transhumanism and transgenderism. And the point about it is that one is a stepping stone to the other, as far as I can best understand. And when I chatted to Laura Aboli about this last evening, it is pretty clear to me that transgenderism is all part of this satanic view that mankind is so powerful that he can determine what gender he is going to have. So he can be born into one gender, change it. It's not a problem. We are so powerful. We are the lords of everything that we behold. Now, that's the antithesis of the Christian view. It really is. But that's what lies at the heart of the transgender movement. And it's not just that they are in full rebellion to God's creation and to God. It's not just that, but they want us to be it as well. And I'm not prepared to do that. I dare say a lot of you wouldn't be prepared to do that as well. But an awful lot of the political class are, from Joe Biden through to Keir Starmer through to the rest of all the usual suspects. They are very keen to demonstrate that they are in full synchronicity with the transgender narrative. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, if you go along with the transgender narrative, then you must accept that God himself is a little bit stupid and makes mistakes. Oh, I put that male in a female body. Silly me. I must do better. Or I put that female in a male body. Silly me. Must do better. I don't believe that to be the case. I don't believe that as a Christian can ever be the case. Ever. God knows exactly what God's doing. Always. So I don't see any way in which we can go along with this transgender agenda. And as for, you know, there, oh, but it's about raising the visibility of the trans community. I mean, is there any teensy weensy minority anywhere that gets the publicity they get? No, of course not. They get massive levels of visibility. And so for that matter, does the LGB community as well. Although, of course, as we know, the T is devouring that. But, you know, so these sort of minority groups already get masses of visibility, masses of holidays, masses of everything. And it's not enough. They want more. They want more. That's why they want. And we saw this happening, the trans flag being flown from public buildings. And that's because if they have their way, they will morph transgenderism into a form of almost like a new religion, which it sort of is. It is a new religion because I think it celebrates a dark god. That's what I think about transgenderism. And as I say, I do that all the time, having love in my heart for these trans individuals. I think they need help. They need understanding. They need care. They may well need medical attention, but not the sort that they have in mind. And the other thing about it is, of course, that also being said, you know, we have to be mindful of the fact that kids are within the crosshairs of the transgender movement. It's kids that they want to give puberty blockers to. It's kids that they want to castrate. It's kids that they want to destroy if those kids think that they have gender dysphoria. And the medical authorities, of course, go along with it because we live in this kind of rotten world. So, excuse me. So when I saw that happening on Easter Sunday, I also thought to myself, well, there's a particular tweak to it. And, you know, I see a lot of people saying, oh, all of you people getting all so hot and sort of angry about the fact that the Transgender Day of Visibility coincided with Easter Sunday. Well, that's not the fault of Transgender Day of Visibility because it falls on the 31st of March every year. It just so happens that this year, Easter fell on the same day because it's an early Easter. Yeah, that's right. But that's not the point. That is not the point. Let it fall whenever it falls. I mean, we shouldn't have such a day in the first place, but let it fall whenever it falls. What was the need for Joe Biden, Keir Starmer, and the rest of the political class to, you know, go out of their way to celebrate it? They knew exactly what day Easter Sunday was. They know exactly what Easter Sunday represents to those of us who are Christians. They know that. It was a calculated insult. It was rubbing our noses in it. And, you know, if they want to celebrate this day, they can do it every year on which Easter Sunday doesn't fall on the same day. Couldn't they? But no, they can't do that. It was a studied insult. They knew exactly what they were doing. Keep your eyes wide open. These people who move amongst us are monsters, and we have to call them out. Thanks for listening.